It is Acadiana's
reigning, defending, undisputed
number one sports talk station. And this is its exclusive podcast on the sport of
professional wrestling.
1037 The Game's 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast is scheduled for one fall. 20 minutes on everything happening inside the 20 by 20 squared circle.
Are you ready?
Ring the bell.
I got my mind made up, and I can't let go. I'm killing every second till it's
no, 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 no,
what?
No,
no,
no, no,
no.
Get,
what's
get
wrong?
That, get that. I hate that WrestleMania theme song. That's from like 8 years ago. I'm sorry, but there's only one WrestleMania song that's worth playing.
Forever and 100 years.
Exactly. No, just forever. Not 100 years, just forever. Infinity plus one. Every WrestleMania until WrestleMania dies. Every pay-per-view should open up with this song.
Should I hit it, Clint?
It's something about, like...
Give me... You want something? Give me what I want, Clint. Give me what I want.
Something that signifies the start of something. You're ready to go.
Screw it!
Yeah!
Cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
I don't care for One Republic.
Now it's WrestleMania time.
Now it's WrestleMania time. It's the WrestleMania edition of the 20 by 20 Programs podcast. And we're going
to
try.
We're
going to try and keep this down to 20 minutes.
We are. It's our effort. Forgive us when we fail.
So, Cody, let's get to the picks, because
I know where to start.
Who gives a crap about what happened, like, on Raw and SmackDown?
They were go-home additions, as they were, and they were great. They were fun, but let's...
I mean, Becky, Ronda, and Charlotte kicking the shit out of each other was amazing.
Right. But let's get started here. I'm pulling up the full card as we speak, but I do know where to start with the pre-show. Real quick, the arm bar.
The Mountain Dew kickoff pre-show sponsored by Fortnite Battle Royale?
Blue Chew.
No, it's Battle Royale, so it's sponsored by Fortnite.
Oh, it is. I see what you did there. Well done, brother. Well done. But let's start there.
Every battle royale sponsored by Fortnite.
The Armbar. Who do you got winning this year? Not that it really matters.
Oh boy, not that it really matters. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and go with Braun Strowman. He's going to give everybody the hands. He's going to win another battle royale / Royal Rumble because you won it in Saudi Arabia. Remember when that happened?
Yeah. I want. I mean, you remember when Mojo Rawley won this thing, too? You remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, you remember when Cesaro
won the very first one?
And did nothing? But mind you, that's not as much on, like, Cesaro.
Yeah, you know
Cesaro.
Who I'm going to tell you right now who's going to win.
That's on booking purposes.
It is. And we're trying to keep each other from rambling about this card, because if the card is long enough, we're going to try to be the antithesis.
We're not doing a seven-hour podcast.
Right, we're going to try to be the antithesis of that, and we're going to give you a short 20 by 20, hopefully. I'm going to tell you who's going to win, and you're going to agree with me when I tell you who's going to win, because it's going to make so much sense. It'll actually bring it full circle from last year's armbar, and it'll be his triumphant return. Bray Wyatt wins the armbar.
No. It'd be great, because then he can put his little kid that he's going to have with JoJo in the trophy. Congrats to Bray Wyatt, by the way.
They can put his little kid on Andre's shoulders on the top of the trophy.
Yeah, exactly.
Just sit on top of him.
Yeah, just sit on top of him. Like, yay!
That's hilarious. That's a good one.
I want to go up on Andre, Daddy.
So I've got Bray Wyatt, Clint. I'm going to take a surprise victor here. I think Braun Strowman eliminates himself chasing around Colin Jost and Michael Che. So that's my take on it. What do you got?
Oh, boy.
What tag team? Because all the tag teams are in it. You want Connor from the Ascension? Is that who you got? Or no, Victor?
Frick. I don't even know who's all in the match. But like I said, I'm picking Braun.
Braun, that's a fair shout. We'll jump over to the fabulous...
And
no,
Colin
excuse
Jost
me.
And Michael Che help him out.
I'm going to do a Jim Rome bit here, Clint. Let's go over to the women's side now. The fabulous... the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal. Who do you got winning that?
The Snickers Battle Royale sponsored by Fortnite?
Yes, exactly.
Is this on the kickoff show, too?
It is. Both are on the kickoff show.
God, the kickoff show's going to be like 3 hours.
It is.
This is why WrestleMania is going to be 2 nights.
The first hour of the kickoff show is going to be streamed live on all the social medias, the YouTubes, the Twitters, the Facebooks.
The network.
The networks, exactly. The second hour of the pre-show will be live on the USA Network.
I miss Sunday Night Heat.
So, I miss Velocity.
Dude, Velocity was fun, too. Don't get me wrong. But
so does Asuka win
Jack
or not?
Jack the Metal's the best. It's got to be Asuka. Nobody's ready for Asuka.
You're wrong again.
She's winning this one, baby.
You're wrong again, because there is a certain lady who is going to show all these pieces of trash how to be a proper lady. and Lacey Evans is winning the Women's Battle Royal.
If Lacey Evans wins this match,
I love it.
On Monday, I'm slapping you in the back of the head.
Triggering Glenn is so much fun.
Lacey Evans is such a boring-ass character. Like her debut was her grabbing a microphone, and then she plops down her hat.
Oh, it's the best.
She botched so many spots in that like Royal Rumble match she was in against Natalya.
She was nervous, Glenn.
No, but like she sucks. I'm sorry, but she sucks. Thank you for your service, Lacey, but get out of here.
Oh, that's great. So there's the pre-show confirmed matches.
I think Cruiserweight Championship.
Cruiserweight, yeah, I'm seeing it now. The Cruiserweight is also on the kickoff show.
Buddy.
Big Bad Buddy Murphy and Tony Nese. I'm going to go with Buddy Murphy here because I'm going to predict a lot of title changes on the actual card.
Yeah, well,
so I'm going to pick a retain here.
Like, Tony Nese is great and all, but I just don't see him as being like
the guy.
The new Cruiserweight champion. Yeah. I feel like Buddy's going to hold on to it for a little bit longer, and I think he winds up dropping the title. Again, I'm still mad that it's not Drew Gulak. Gabba Gulak is my favorite guy on 205 Live. He needs to be pushed.
You know what's hilarious?
And also, like, next thing you know, we're going to have Casey Catanzaro win the 205 Live Cruiserweight Championship.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
Like, she's 105 Live.
105 Live. That's well done. That'll be a whole new show. That'll be on Thursday nights, Clint.
No, that's going to be on a Wednesday nights, like after NXT UK, like 3 in the afternoon. I hate the fact that it's on at 3 in the afternoon.
We've also got the SmackDown Tag Team Championships on the line in one of a couple Fatal 4-Way matches at Mania this year.
Just put everybody in a match.
Right? The
it's
Usos.
Like Smash Ultimate.
The Bar, friend of the show.
God, man, I'm
we've got, and a lot of people have been pointing out that the Bar and whatever they're calling Rusev and Nakamura, they're basically the new League of Nations. I was like, that's a good shout. We'll
Mad
call
lads.
It there. Shinsuke Nakamura in the picture for this match on the new WWE.com, he's smiling. So I think they accidentally used his face picture on this poster. That may have been
a
mistake.
Or maybe he's just smiling because he's hanging out with Rusev.
Maybe, but Rusev is like scowling like when he does the Machka face. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Rusev's a nice guy.
And then we've also got the NXT Darlings, Ricochet, and Aleister Black, who is no longer a vampire. They have got rid of
that. He was
never
a vampire.
Oh, well, now they gave it away. He's not a vampire. We know for sure now.
He was never a vampire.
I always thought he could be a vampire, but he's not.
No,
I'm going to go with...
tattooed, like, motherfuckers also.
Hey, yo, Oos. I'm going to go with Oos.
I mean, they did just apparently sign a new deal.
5 years.
But, man, I don't know why the Bar's in this. It's like one of these things is not like the others.
Somebody's got to take the pin.
And I think the Bar shouldn't be in it. It should be the Hardy Boys. They in should. A ladder match.
Now, why is there no ladder? See, this is how the 20x20 is going to end up being longer than we want. Because how is there no ladder match?
It's weird, you know?
That's crazy to me. Like, but
just put them
in.
We
won't get into it. It's fine.
Just take out the Bar, make it the Hardys, and then the Usos win a ladder match.
I mean, let's not lie here, though. The Usos, Ricochet, Aleister Black, the Bar, and then Rusev and Nakamura, if by some craziness on the night of Alexa Bliss is like, ladder match, it would be badass. These guys could put on one hell of a ladder match.
Oh, exactly.
So, well, if
no,
it does happen.
It'd be Vince. Vince, like, pal, we're going to have a ladder match.
Well, I mean, I guess in kayfabe terms, Alexa Bliss being the host would be,
yeah,
like, make
the
announcement.
Yeah, but she didn't book, like, the...
She booked, like, two matches on this card.
Yeah, and she also booked, like, an 18-person mixed tag match, and, like, I think you had Otis Jizz's pants on SmackDown.
Before I ask about Kurt Angle's farewell match, because my ideas... I know your idea for this. I know my idea for this match just by us talking throughout the week. So before we even go to what we think is going to happen in that match, I want to ask you something that's not technically on the card. Who is going to interrupt Elias?
Oh, boy. I think it's going to be there's a number of people.
Is it going to be like in 32 when they ran down? Who was it? Foley, Austin, Shawn Michaels?
That was after the League of Nations. So it was just like, let's just have fun with this. But what I think is going to be is you have Honky Tonk Man come out.
I thought about that. That's a good shout.
Double J, Jeff Jarrett come out.
I like that too.
Road Dogg comes out.
Okay.
And they all start singing With My Baby Tonight. And Bruce Pritchard comes out as well. Not Brother Love.
Bruce
Pritchard. And they all come out. And they all perform. Spend my days working hard on the gold.
Got it. I love it.
And, like,
or what about
pops.
I got my long side burns and my hair slicked back. Coming to your town in a pink Cadillac.
Friend of the program, Honky Tonk Man.
Friend of the program. Staring at
his
signature.
Twice.
Yeah, I've met him twice, too. Well, it was twice in the same trip. I don't know if that counts.
Twice in one day.
Yeah. But my thoughts for – I agree with you. That's probably – that's the legends segment, right, Elias? That's when they're going to roll the old guys out.
That's going to be the opening part of the show.
Most likely. So I'm okay with that. But what I would love to see is the one and the only John Cena come out. We have heard neither hide nor hair from John Cena leading up to WrestleMania.
Is he filming a movie again?
Who knows? But he's going to be there.
He's got a new girlfriend, apparently.
He's going to be there. He's got to be there. I would love to see him interrupt Elias, maybe throw back to his, like, battle rap days, and then get Elias out of there. I think that would be fun. And the reason I brought that up leading into this Kurt Angle Baron Corbin match, because I think it's going to go exactly like we think. It's going to be Angle versus Corbin. That's how his career is going to end, and Corbin is going to lose. I think Angle is going to win. Corbin's already damaged goods.
Angle wins in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but you think possibly that after those 2 minutes, something could happen.
Cena comes out and is like, no, Kurt Angle's like, this is how I wanted my retirement match to end. Cena comes out, and he's the retirement match. They go at it. Cena wins in about like 2.5 minutes.
Right.
Retires Angle, and Cena's like, man, this is a little disappointing. You know what? Undertaker, come on out. And Undertaker comes out, takes like half an hour to get to the damn ring.
Right.
And then you have like a 25-minute match between Undertaker and Cena where Undertaker gets the win again.
Again.
To prove that Cena can never beat the Undertaker.
Fair enough.
And Cena's like, okay, bye.
That is interesting to me. We haven't heard from Cena or Undertaker at all leading up, which means if they're both going to be there, could they possibly be doing something involving each other? That does make me think that. But we'll find out Sunday. We've got now the Intercontinental Championship match, the man with the plan and the belt, as a matter of fact, Bobby Lashley.
Frank Kendrick?
He's a man with the plan. I forgot about that.
The almighty Bobby Lashley.
That's his gimmick. Thank you,
Clint. With Leo Rush.
With Leo Rush. And the demon, Finn Balor.
I'm so hyped to see the demon entrance.
Yeah, one, two, three. The demon wins.
Yes, the demon can't lose.
He doesn't lose.
The demon
beat AJ Styles.
You know, the demon did lose to Samoa Joe once, but no, he's like Parker Lewis. He can't lose.
Speaking of Samoa Joe, if this match, I guess, is still going to happen. Rey Mysterio a little banged up, but it's still on the new WWE.com. So we're going
Dominic Mysterio.
We're gonna pick it.
Samoa Joe wins and beating the shit out of Dominic.
That's
Mysterio.
What I was gonna say. Instead of picking the winner, Samoa Joe will win. Does he beat up Dominic or not?
Dominic takes the place of Rey Mysterio.
Oh, okay.
It's Rey Mysterio Grande,
and he's choked out in like 10 seconds. Fair enough.
He is.
We've got the man.
We've got like 17 fucking matches. Let's get to
it. Now we've got the man with only one move in WWE, but it's damn deadly. Randall Keith Orton.
Wait, he
against
has more than one.
Alan James Styles.
Ah, oh, boy. Give me AJ.
Or as our friends at Cultaholic say, Alan James Cuthbert Styles.
Give me the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. He's going to have a fight of his life.
Yeah, I think they have to be great friends backstage, I feel like, AJ and Randy. Because the way they just tear each other up on promos, it feels like they just have, at least if not great friends, they have a good working relationship with each other.
I mean, my big question is, has AJ shook Randy Orton's hand?
I hope not. But you do remember Randy Orton saying way back when AJ first joined after the Rumble, saying he couldn't wait to work with AJ. And if they already...
I think everybody wants to work with AJ.
But if they already gave away the phenomenal forearm into RKO on the go-home show of SmackDown, if they gave that away already, what do they have planned for Mania? I can't wait to see that.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be awesome. Here's that other fatal four-way I teased a little earlier, this time for the WWE Women's Tag Team Champs. We got the Samoan Slaughterhouse. We've got the Boston Hug Connection. We've got the Divas of Doom, right? Isn't that's what they call themselves?
Yeah.
And the Iconics.
Is it elimination or is it fatal four-way?
This just says fatal four-way match.
Okay, give me Boston Hug Connection. I can't see the Iconics winning. Divas of Doom are there for Hall of Fame for the Legend spot.
And Tamina is not going to get a belt.
Fuck Tamina.
Tamina's exactly fuck Tamina. She's not going to get a belt. I'm going to go separate from you here, though. I'm going to go with the Iconics, and I'm picking with my heart here because I just want them to win. I don't know if they will, but I want them to win.
They deserve it. They deserve it. And then they can cut a promo after. It's like, do you like this one? We were lighter now, Dave.
They pop a
fuck
Dave.
Fuck
Dave. You're a FDM. You're right. Here's another match that seems very easy to pick, but that doesn't mean that this match still won't be absolutely incredible. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre.
Give me Roman Reigns winning here. Like, he's got to beat Drew McIntyre.
Roman Reigns wins big time there. I got that as well. The Miz and the greatest wrestler in the world, Shane McMahon, falls count anywhere. What is Shane, forget the winner. What's Shane jump off of?
Ha, crap. I can't think of what Shane jumps off of, really.
I've got the Titantron.
Yeah, but it's all about what the Titantron looks like.
I've got the Titantron. It's outside. I got the Titantron.
Yeah, well, I mean, he didn't jump off the fucking roller coaster like
he jumps out of a blimp. He drops an elbow from a blimp onto Miz. I mean, no, but he misses.
Jumps off a helicopter into the Hudson River again.
So, yeah, the winner is going to be The Miz. Shane will jump off of something high, yeah. I think, is our point here.
Yeah.
It's Shane McMahon. He'll jump off of something high.
Yeah, but, you know, he'll just do the elbow off the top rope to the announce table, or it's like not that high. He's like,
I hope not. I hope it's like, more than that.
All right, yeah, and then over under the amount of like cuts to Miz Dad.
Oh, potato face! At least 69 cuts to Mr. Potato.
That's not nice.
Triple H versus Batista, no holds barred. Triple H wins because his career is on the line. That's pretty simple, right? Triple H is not going to end his in-ring career now. Like, so Triple H wins, right?
No, I think he loses. Batista gets what he wants.
Batista wins.
Batista gets what he wants. This is a guy that like literally just got Guardians of the Galaxy 3's James Gunn back
on.
So
you did.
So all he's got to say is, give me what I want.
And I just saw a trailer for his new movie called like My Spy. He's got a new comedy movie coming out.
Oh, God. Is he going comedy now like The Rock did for like a minute?
It's him and a small girl that reminds me of the girl from Tooth Fairy on The Rock, the movie The Rock did. Reminds me of her. And it's about him teaching her to be a spy. I don't know. Go watch the trailer. Batista's going to be
there's too many movies about, with
big
like,
in Hollywood.
Like kids now. I was like,
here's a crazy
one. Have you seen the trailer
one.
For the movie Little?
Not yet. I don't have time to check
that
out.
Go watch. It's dumb.
This is crazy. Universal Champion Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins. I don't know.
Seth wins.
I hope.
Seth needs to win here. I feel like Seth's the guy that needs to dethrone the beast.
So
pickle the beast here.
Here's our point. We're going to group these last three together. We've got Seth and Brock. We've got Daniel and Kofi. And then the big main event, triple threat.
Winner take all.
Becky, Ronda, and Charlotte. Winner takes all. Are all three faces winning?
Seth Rollins wins. I think Daniel Bryan wins.
No! I disagree. I just don't want that to happen.
Here's the thing. It's going to be a very dirty finish to where, like...
he gets it at Backlash, maybe?
Kofi can have his moment at Backlash.
Maybe. Okay.
This isn't, like, slight against Kofi. I feel like you can't have it be, like...
that's why I wanted to group them together.
This isn't the Wayne's World, like, pay-per-view where you get the mega happy ending.
Right.
Or the Scooby-Doo ending.
That's what rikes. That's what scares me.
Like I said, it's Kofi.
God.
Daniel retains. Seth wins. And you got Becky winning both titles. But I think we'll talk about this next week's show. And we'll probably find out more about it. Is this the undisputed, like,
women's champion?
Or is it, oh, hey, you had to defend it on both brands now.
We'll find that out for sure.
To where you... It's not really, like, implied.
For posterity's sake, I am going to go with Brock Lesnar, Kofi Kingston, and Becky Lynch. For posterity's sake...
Becky's got to win.
But I want more than anything, all three of these matches to end with the face win.
Yeah. But here's what's really going to happen. Brock retains, Daniel Bryan wins, and you've got... Charlotte Flair winning both titles.
God.
And she's like, woo! And her dad's in the ring with her.
This is going to be...
And they're like, they're doing the strut and shit for like 20 minutes straight.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, like everybody's like, boo! Boo!
You can look, but you can't touch.
If the Bella Twins come out, it'd get the most like raucous ovation of all time. Because then they take the titles forever like immediately. It'd be the best thing ever. 20 by 20 podcast.
We're done.
It is
happy WrestleMania.
Yes, we're done. Leave a 5-star review on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever you wind up using.
6 stars if you're in the Tokyo Dome.
Yes, 7 stars if you're in Madison Square Garden. Because I'm sure there's going to be a 7-star match somewhere in Ring of Honor.
Dave Meltzer.
I'm going to do a solo podcast later on today.
Okay.
All focusing on what's going on outside of WrestleMania weekend because we didn't have enough time.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about that anyways. Joey Ryan's penis party.
It's so over, dog.
Bye.